Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. In today's episode, we want to begin a new series in which we look at articles from the America Pray Now magazine. Inside, there are articles covering prayer, people of prayer, testimonies of prayer, the history of prayer in the church. If you would like your own copy of the America Pray Now magazine, please visit the America Pray Now website at americapraynow.com. Today, we will be looking at an article in Volume 1 of the America Pray Now magazine. The title of it is Effective Prayer, written by America Pray Now director Hannah Alway. If our nation is not being healed, is it possible that we as a church do not fully understand what God requires of us? 2 Chronicles 7:13 through 15 declares, "When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." Out of these three verses, verse 14 is the most familiar and frequently quoted. However, how often have we overlooked verses 13 and 15, which provide substantial insight to God's heart and the revelations of consequences for unrepentance? The first part of this portion expresses the lack of God's blessing on a nation. It says, "When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people." Why is it that God would withhold his blessing? Uncovering the reasons should motivate each one of us to humble ourselves, pray, and repent. Today, America is not only a very divided nation politically, we are also reaping the effects of having open borders for a number of years. Violence has increased exponentially, drug abuse is on the rise, and immorality has become normal. And just a few years ago, COVID-19 and all the shutdowns brought much death as well as economic devastation and irreparable damage to our freedoms. For far too long, believers have not humbled themselves. They have not called on God, nor have they sought His face and repented. As a result, God has left this nation unprotected. Romans 11:22 is very clear. "Therefore consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in His goodness." Goodness will come if we follow and obey Him, and severity will come if we do not. Many generations of Americans have experienced God's abundant blessings. We should be very thankful. But now, our sins have become severe, most specifically, the sins of pride and rebellion. God cannot but withhold further blessings unless we repent. 2 Chronicles 7:14 begins with, "If my people." The "if" means believers have responsibility to take the first step towards healing. Only then can God's promised blessings be resumed. "Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." If we humble ourselves, pray, seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways, His eye will be upon us. He will hear our prayers, and He will heal our land. For years, the church in America has remained laser-focused on 2 Chronicles 7:14. Yet we have not received the answers we are seeking. It has not brought change because we are not responding in obedience to God and His Word. God's Word is inherently true, and so are his promises. But his requirements are also abundantly clear. So what is the problem? Could it possibly be that the church does not fully understand what God is requiring? Let's explore this further to understand better what he is asking from us. First, we must recognize our individual pride and humble ourselves. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. James 4:6. Pride is in direct opposition to God's divine nature. It robs the believer of the grace that comes with being humble. Psalms 138:6 provides a word of encouragement for those seeking to live a humble life and a warning to those who do not. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Anyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 16:5. In the book of Job, the Lord provides an insightful illustration of the treachery associated with pride. He tells of the ostrich whose wings wave proudly, who lifts herself on high, so full of pride and self-assurance that she scorns the horse and the rider. Because of her pride, she does not care for her young. She treats them harshly. Her labor is in vain, without concern. Job 39:13-18. Is it any wonder that God abhors the proud, closing his ears to their prayers when he, the King of Glory, came to the earth and made himself of no reputation so that we might have eternal life? He humbled himself to the dust, the lowest of places. Humbling ourselves is vital to prayer. God requires each one of us to follow in his footsteps. We are to humble ourselves just as he did. When was the last time you asked God to deal with and remove your pride and replace it with humility? His desire for us is that we would gain a proper perspective of ourselves. It begins with lowering our eyes and our thoughts, becoming lower and lower until humility reigns within. As we begin to humble ourselves, he will provide the necessary grace to continue in this work. His divine influence will be upon our hearts, and we will then be able to fulfill what he has called us to do on earth. Next, we need to begin to pray. Once we have humbled ourselves, we are in the proper position to be in God's presence. Our prayers will turn into supplications rather than demands. The third key is to seek God's face. Seeking his face differs from other types of prayer. It is pressing in and seeking a personal audience with God. Seeking his face is asking for a certain nearness to God. It is not a petition from afar, but instead it is a desiring to come into the presence of the King of Glory. Your appeals are to the God of heaven, the King of the universe. What does it mean when prayers are made from afar? Therefore the Lord said, "Inasmuch as these people draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me." Isaiah 29:13. Seeking his face requires a wholehearted approach until we find him. Seeking involves making him a priority in our daily life. Great men and women of God from years past spent hours each day seeking God's face. They knew their God, but they also knew that by being in his presence, their prayers would accomplish much. "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29:13. What are the necessary steps you must take to be in his presence? The final step is to turn from our wicked ways. Wickedness is clearly defined as anything that is not in alignment with God. Obvious sin is wicked, but so is hidden rebellion. 1 Samuel 15:23 declares that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. God is looking for a church that does not conform to pride and rebellion, but wants to be righteous, pure, and holy. How can God conform us to His ways if we are not spending time with Him? It is only in His presence that we learn what pleases Him and what does not please Him. Hymn writer Edwin Hatch penned the beloved song, "Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what Thou dost love and do what Thou wouldest do." May we come so near to the Lord that we hear His heart and feel His breath upon us. 2 Chronicles 7:14 will be fulfilled when we, as God's people, humble ourselves under His mighty hand, pray, seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways. As we draw near to God with humble hearts and spend time in His presence, He will give us the grace, the divine ability, that enables us to turn from our wicked ways. His eyes will be upon us, and His ears will be open to our cry, and He will heal our land. By Hannah Alway, Director of America Pray Now. Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.